There is a reason why I'm playing that song, and Pamela's coming in and she's dancing to it. It's nothing to do with her show, but she's impressed by what she is seeing. Yes, we're going to be speaking to this man with this red hair very shortly. And if you know glam rock, you might have put two and two together by now. I don't think the band that we're going to be featuring is actually on UTV Life tonight.
I wish they were, because what a vision. It takes me back. Oh, and to see a man caring and brushing his wig on radio.
Wearing one and brushing.
Yes, the static is unbelievable. A red mullet is, you know, I think it should make a comeback. Frank, did you ever rock a red mullet?
I would say
I've eaten a few.
I would say you've done both. But the, the point is that the great John Hero is going to be explaining the return, the re-emergence of Glam Slam very shortly.
Oh, I love it.
And in the future, they should be on your show.
What is
on tonight?
Well, on tonight, it's another fantastic lineup of guests. Just a couple of guests in the studio with me. And one, I actually feel like genuflecting and all that. She is broadcasting royalty, Dame Esther Ranson, coming in. It's 30 years of Childline. But she's also, what I love about her is she doesn't just set up a campaign. Childline came about because of an item they did on That's Life and the amount of calls they got from children who'd been abused. When that piece went out, that she realised there was something was needed to be done. She's still working really hard. But now at the other end of the scale, she's a 75-year-old lady. She is experiencing loneliness and she's set up Silverline. And she put me on the spot, and you know what it's like, Frank. Whenever I've been talking to people, someone said, "Right, give me a phone number that you were supposed to." And thankfully, you learn phone numbers. But Silverline is an amazing thing. She rang 30 people on Christmas Day who were lonely, just they lived on their own, and it was the first contact they'd had. She rang them back again on New Year's Day, first contact that they'd had. She's just an amazing woman, and a great ambassador. So looking forward to chatting to Esther. And the other one, you'll be dead jealous, Michael O'Neill.
I know. I'll just say what everyone said. Any tickets?
I know. But Joe, what's lovely, because Ruth Gorman has done a piece with Carl Frampton for us, and I've already seen the piece because obviously Carl's going to be a wee tad busy tonight. And Carl is talking about Michael O'Neill. Michael O'Neill texts Carl before every fight. Carl texts Michael and the Northern Ireland team. And Carl has got Michael O'Neill a seat ringside beside Daddy Frampton for the fight tomorrow night. And I just love that. But Michael O'Neill to me is he's just an inspiration to the Northern Ireland team. It's not just how he's... It's about how he's managed to get the team cohesively working together. It's the psychology of sport. Everything, he's embracing everything to do with it. He's a really unassuming man. He was... Did you know his dad was a tax inspector?
And a gentleman. I also know a boy who's Glam Slam used to be a tax inspector.
We know a DJ who used to be a tax inspector himself. But looking forward to talking to Michael O'Neill as well. And I will press him on the contract rumours and negotiations and just see what's coming up. So that's all on UTV Life tonight at 10:45. And of course, with Pammy's Picks and what you can do at the weekend and a wee bit of nostalgia featuring a man who used to do a television show on UTV at 11:15 on Friday nights.